I'm a little bit nervous, so bear with me. Well, for those of you who haven't met me, my name is Jeff Peterson. I was raised Catholic. I grew up a pretty good Catholic all the way through high school. When I got out of high school, my attendance at church started to drop. While I was in the Navy, I was in the Navy for 4 years. I got out, I went to broadcasting school at Brown Institute. And then I got a job in Nebraska for a year. Through those years, my attendance had started dropping. Of course, Mom wasn't around telling me to go to church anymore. And when I got back from Nebraska in August of 94, I kind of consider that a low point in my life. I know moving back in with Mom and Dad isn't all that bad, but I was 25. I didn't have a job. I didn't have any money. My career wasn't looking too good at that point. I always thought I'd have been married by the time I was in my mid-20s. Clearly, that had never happened. And I didn't have a relationship with Jesus, of course, at the time. That fall, things started to change for me. I started to get into the country dance scene. And going out to the country bar, I met three people who eventually led me to Jesus over the next 5 to 6 years. The first guy I'll mention, Cliff. This was around the year 2000, somewhere in there. He was a good friend of mine out at the bar, and he was actually preaching to me about the rapture. I had never heard anything like that before, and he had my whole attention. I mean, a lot of music all over the place, girls dancing all over the place. I wasn't paying attention to none of that. I was listening to Cliff. I went home that night, and I actually opened up my Bible, and I started reading the book of Revelation. It's probably the first time I had opened up my Bible in probably since high school at the time. Unfortunately, I did have a Catholic Bible, but I was interested, so I was still reading. Another person that came into my life, June, summer of 2001, I went out with her for a while. She was taking me to a non-denominational church. And I never really felt that comfortable there, but I liked the preaching, and I was seeing something different outside of a Catholic church at the time. And then I was put under conviction by Dennis. He's a softball buddy of mine. Early 2001, 2002, before a softball game, I was getting ready for the game, thinking about my batting average, and he starts preaching to me about sin. And I thank him to this day. I still keep in touch with Dennis. I have Cliff's phone number, but I don't see him much. But Dennis had me leaving the ball field that night feeling really guilty. So I was under conviction. And then the two most important people that came into my life, Larry, I was kind of hoping he'd be here tonight, but he was the one who really kind of led me to Jesus. I met him at bowling through Old Dutch. And Larry had been saved in the mid-90s. He started giving me gospel tracks, Christian books, Christian videos. He's given me audio CDs of Adrian Rogers. I don't know if any of you know who that is. He was a preacher from Memphis. He is with Jesus now. He died about 5 years ago. I believe I got saved when I was listening to his audio CD on the sermon or the gospel. That was when I got saved in the winter of 2003-04. I don't have an exact date. I really wish I did. I remember dates a lot, and I don't have a date for that. But I knew that my heart had changed because when I went to see the Passion of the Christ on February 24th, 2004, I knew my heart had changed. And I do understand now that that is mostly Catholic stuff. And it's mostly non-scriptural. But I knew my heart had changed after I seen that, and I wanted to learn, I wanted to go to church. So I started going to a Catholic church that I grew up at regularly for a few months. And it never really did anything for me. 10-minute sermons. I pray for longer than that sometimes. And my intentions were there, but I just wasn't getting the true word of God preached to me at the time. So from about 2004 to 2008, while I was saved, I wasn't really growing as a Christian like we are here. And I was listening to the sermons that Larry was giving me on the CDs, and he was telling me about scripture and all that kind of stuff. But then Lisa came into my, or had been into my life, Lisa Paulson, who's here tonight. I've known her for 16 years. And when we first met, neither one of us were saved. Lisa got saved while she was living in Florida. And I remember having a phone conversation with her right around the time that Dennis had talked to me, and she was telling me about her new faith, that she had been born again, her new church, you know, and she was talking about Jesus. And I was listening to her, but I probably didn't really understand what she was completely meaning at the time. But Lisa's important role in my life was to invite me here. God put her into my life in 1995. 14 years later, she invites me to Blessed Hope. And I always kept in touch with Lisa throughout the years. She's been a really good friend to me. And I turned her down a couple of times. She was always talking great things about Kyle. Jeff, you got to hear Kyle preach. He speaks the truth, and you just got to come and listen to him. So I finally said, yeah, but I can't make it next week. How about the week after? She's like, that's perfect, because I can't make it next week either. So I showed up here, walked in those doors for the first time on April 5th, 2009. I immediately started growing. I realized this is exactly what I needed. I wasn't a regular right away. I would miss a few Sundays, and actually I would always, it's kind of funny, I would try to come at about 5 to 11 so I wouldn't have to listen to the Sunday school. I didn't understand that, but I started, of course, coming more and more all the time, and now I never miss it. But coming here, I started reading the Bible. I got baptized December 6th of 2009. I started witnessing and passing out tracts all the time. I have a perfect job for that. I am a truck driver, so I get around the upper Midwest, and I pass out gospel tracts everywhere I go. Amen. And I never leave home without one. That's basically my testimony, but I want to say a couple things here before I'm finished. I want to thank all of you with my whole heart for helping me answer the questions that I've had. Just being here for me, some of you have helped me and encouraged me more than you realize. I consider this church my home now. It's exactly where I belong. I want to make a promise to all of you tonight, and I'm not big into resolutions or anything like that, but I will continue to grow every day alongside all of you in our walk with Jesus Christ. My goal is to become more involved with this church, whatever that may be, and I will do much, much more for the Lord. Amen. And I'd like to close with a scripture. A week ago, Brother Jim Duggan gave me this scripture. He showed me this because I was struggling with a few things in my life. And it's from Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And that has really helped me over the last week. And I thank Brother Jim for that. And thanks a lot for being there for me. God bless. Amen.